This is the Well, Well, Well podcast with Cassandra and Britt, episode number 8, Allison Porter, part 2. Join us today as we continue our conversation with Allison. She's going to delve into her spirituality, talk about her favorite bevies, and give us her well lucky hears. You don't want to miss this.
Welcome to the podcast. We can't think of anything better than conversations with your girlfriends about all the wellness.
Let's discuss what the gurus are saying and weave the good stuff into our lives.
We aren't experts, but we are your friends, and we are here with you.
We are so glad you joined us. We're starting right in the middle of our conversation with her, so I'm going to launch right into a question here. So was there a point that you can think of, or has there been a point where music has played a role in your spirituality, like, or that you've made a connection with music in your spirituality?
Oh my gosh. I mean, I think that's been the constant in my life, whereas like I wasn't a religious person with a church to go to or whatever, but like, you know, that Maren Morris song, My Church, that truly is where my connection always exists. I mean, the other night I literally was woken up out of a dead sleep with a song in my head. Wow. And I tried to go back to sleep. The song was there. And I was like, if I don't write this down, if I don't record this voice note right now, if I don't get up out of bed, this song won't exist. And obviously there was something happening in my subconscious or with my connection or something where it was like, this is when you're getting this message. This is when you're downloading this, you know, thought, and you got to do it. Get up out of bed, go to your guitar and figure it out. And I did. And it's like, yeah, it's a great song, you know? So I feel like that's not me. That's connection.
That's
me being a vessel and being given a message and having to, you know, be the person to like follow through with.
To deliver it.
Yeah. And it's the same thing as like a preacher or a missionary or whatever. It's like you're delivering a message. And I just feel like it's all the same. It's all different, but it's all the same.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a creation in all different forms, mm-hmm. but that comes from inspiration from our creator.
Totally.
And that creator, I've heard that a lot of times, that that's a time people often get inspiration, is early hours of the morning, middle
of
the night type
we're
hours.
Just, our brains are just
at ease,
you know, processing in a different way and calm and in the state which I think the universal leaders would like us to be in at all times, which is full surrender and full connection.
That's what I was going to say, is like, that's when you're completely surrendered.
Yeah.
And it's when things can touch you more, I think.
Yeah, because, you know, my job is go write the song, get it done, leave the session. Yeah. You know, it's like that, it can be a lot of just go write it, leave. And there's, it takes away that, the spirituality of it. But I think music is God. I think music is, there is no better way to connect to anything. Like, you could watch a commercial that was so emotional with no music, and you would never cry. But the minute that music is in there, you're like bawling like a baby, you know?
It's like, fills your whole body.
It moves us so deeply. And I mean, I'm telling you, I'm in this gospel music place where I can't stop. And we've always talked about, like, for me, Jesus, I've never equated or understood until really now, like, what that meant, that it was a physical manifestation. But now I'm like, yes, like, feeling it so hardcore. And it's just that I'm feeling that connection and through music in such a way that like I haven't really experienced before.
Well, and it's like an amazing thing that some people find it through Jesus. Some people find it through music. Some people find it through nature. Some
words.
People find it through poetry.
Yeah.
All of these beautiful, amazing things. And if people don't create, then we lose that connection that we could be making for somebody to connect to a higher power.
And I think that's why all of us bonded, or the three of us bonded so much, was that we all knew we had different religious faiths, or, well, you guys have the same, but that I did, but that our spiritual practices were really similar.
So similar.
Right? Like our spiritual reprieve,
really
every
similar.
Morning pray, every, you know, like staying connected, or feeling like music is part of God, or feeling like
gratitude, like
all the things that we've like always bonded over have been these like supernatural,
they're kind of
natural,
just universal truths
that
we've all found and incorporated, and they're part of our practice, like you said.
And isn't that cool that like religion, quote, I'm doing air quotes for those of you that can't see, was the thing that actually bonded us, but like not in the way that you would think, like in the spiritual practice of yep. like everyday life
yeah.
or whatever.
I yeah. think too, for all of us too, with our kids, we are all pretty big on like going to the beach and like finding things outside of the four walls of a church.
Right.
That connect our kids to their higher power.
Totally.
And like your therapist was saying, it's not us.
Yeah.
We don't know what it's going to be.
And let them
so
find that.
Let them find it.
Like within the very comfortable nest of like our little coven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we can guide the coven.
Well, it's just never, it was like religion never, the fact that we were different religions never
divided us.
Yeah, exactly. Like it actually helped us see our similarities. And I think that that's like the goal, right? For like this
human race.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, just like, yeah, we're different, but it all means the same. We're all trying to get to the same place. We're all trying to release to like the same higher power.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I love
just
that so much.
Different faces, different
That's so, ways. So true. So do you feel like through your sobriety, like what are some of the main steps that are still part of your practice? Or were they spiritual things or were they more of...
Yeah. I mean, I think the things that stuck with me that I go to every single day are surrender, prayer, and gratitude.
So tell
I don't
us
think
about
I
those.
Ever would have found those things. Because I wasn't a religious person, I'm not sure I would have ever found those things as a spiritual daily practice had I not had to. Because obviously in early sobriety, it's like you do replace using with prayer, meditation, talking to another, being of service. All these things that you guys learned from being, you know, in your church. This was what I learned from getting sober. And a lot, most people have either walked away from their religion or their spirituality. So when you first hear, like when you get sober, that's basically like the only thing you need to master is like turning something over to a higher power. You're like, this is impossible.
Yeah.
You know, like, what do you mean? It doesn't make any sense to someone who's been running the show their whole life. And so I think those three things for me are every day, no matter what, good days, bad days, hard days, whatever. It's always gratitude, surrender, prayer.
I think it's especially on those days.
Yeah.
Those sure. hard days that you're like,
but like my
that you
eyes
don't want to do
open
it.
And it used to be like the first thing I would think of was like, I don't know, something not productive or healthy.
Target.
Yeah. And now, but but now my eyes open and it's instantly like the serenity prayer every day of my life for 12 years.
So tell us for you what that looks like. What is surrender? What is your prayer? Like, is it the same thing always? What do you do? What are the...
I think the course of action in sobriety is replacing and then like rewiring
your new thought loop, making a brand new one.
Exactly. Okay. So like when upon awakening, it says like in the big book, like you go to your knees and you surrender your day or your moment or your whatever to your the higher power of your understanding. Upon awakening, like eyes open,
hit
slide off the bed onto your knees. And it's like no one.
Yeah, no, but that's what we've learned our whole lives too. Like
no
get
one,
on your knees.
You kneel in prayer.
There's something who is like knees? A heroin addict in a back alley is like gonna humble themselves on their knees. Like it feels really weird at first.
Yeah, sure.
And I don't think that like I don't do that every day now. I definitely will assume that position if necessary. But I think it's just the matter of like now my eyes open and it's like immediately God grant me the serenity to accept things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, the wisdom to know the difference. And then I'll say some other things that, like, have just become my, but I can't help it now. You know, now it just happens. Wow. And I don't always do
repeating
it
that,
perfectly.
Though, is pretty powerful, though. That
but it's
is.
One of, you know, it's one of those prayers that you can't, it's kind of undeniable.
It really is, like,
so the
such
surrender
a
is hitting
said.
Your knees. The prayer is the serenity prayer plus uh-huh. whatever you add.
Uh-huh.
And then what was the third thing?
Surrender, prayer, and
gratitude, I'm telling you.
Is it?
I would like to take this moment to tell you it's gratitude.
Fine, I believe you. Yeah, I mean, gratitude is like, I don't know. It's like the one thing I can find in the day to be grateful for. Because a lot of days I'm like, this is BS.
Is this a joke?
Like, who's got the camera? And why me?
Why am I a part
but
of
like,
this?
I've been going to the farmer's market every Sunday with my boyfriend. And I'm telling you, it's become like this spiritual practice of realizing that these things are growing on a tree somewhere because of who knows why how to get there, why that seed, why that color, why does it taste like that, how is it nourishing my body perfectly, like in exactly the way it needs to. And I think it's like those are the things that I needed to see, like that I need physical evidence that I am not God, right? And when I look at those darn gooseberries and strawberries and pomegranates especially.
How do you deny it?
Unbelievable.
How do you deny the exactly perfect makeup of a pomegranate and like really think I'm the best thing here? Like, you are no pomegranate, lady.
You are so no pomegranate.
Chill out. Yeah, exactly.
It's just that, the awakening of that kind of thinking that will always get me out of my own crap.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So with your gratitude, do you record gratitude? I know a lot of people have a practice where they record their gratitude each day.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I'll make gratitude lists here and there, but I think it's just more of like a mental, okay, I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for that. And then the biggest thing is resentment, like housekeeping.
Okay.
With, because resentments are the number one offender, they say, for addicts and for people with... I wouldn't even say just for addicts. Like, this is my issue with sobriety, is that every person should work the 12 steps.
No, every...
Absolutely. Every human really on the planet.
It's forgiveness, right? It's the principle of forgiveness.
Yeah, resentment, house cleaning, forgiveness, knowing where your part of it was, even when you don't think you have any, noticing your patterns, noticing your... what holds you back, if you're a self-sabotager, if you're a... You know, we're talking about indulgence. If you're always wanting to indulge in other things, you know, just stuff like that. It's like constant housekeeping.
It's such a beautiful practice.
Yeah.
And it really can't help but force you right towards where you need to be.
Yeah. I mean, and then the other issue is what you guys, I'm sure, know is when you're going against it, you can feel that. And you see things start to decline immediately, whether it's with your kids, with your husband, with your wife, whatever it is. As soon as you are like being lazy, it just stuff starts to fall apart. And then that's, to me, is the universe giving you more area to use the practice.
Yeah.
It's opportunities. Like, oh, you didn't get it that time. Let's try it again.
Right.
Let's try it again.
And again. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And whenever we feel like this always happens to me, we kind of have to be like, I wonder why. Why do I keep getting that same opportunity for that same lesson?
And then sometimes it's good, right? Sometimes you're like, okay, I need to be here because I'm the person that can handle all of this, right? And then it's like, but am I? And is that just my ego? And what happens if I just walk away and protect myself and put boundaries up and say, no, I'm not going there today?
Oh, I like that. You know, totally.
It's a tough...
I mean, we could just talk about that for an hour.
Right?
Yeah, we could have a whole thing on that.
Yeah. Next episode.
Next episode,
ego and boundaries.
Ooh, whoa.
Well, okay.
Grab a pen.
Cassandra, you found this great Steve Jobs quote. I feel like we should close with that. And it's funny because when you first showed it to me, I was thinking that this could really relate to Allie with her finding her voice, quote unquote, like her actual singer-songwriterness. But the more I'm talking to her, I almost feel like this part of her life that matters the most is all her spiritual practice that she's talking about.
Absolutely. And if you follow her feed, you like see these images of her spiritual practice that are really amazing.
Yes.
Some moo moo staring at the moon.
I like it. Okay, so read that quote to
us. Okay. This is from Steve Jobs. Your work is going to fill a large part of your life, and the only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work. And the only way to do great work is to love what you do. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking. Don't settle. As with all matters of the heart, you'll know it when you find it.
So good.
Heck yeah.
Oh, Steve.
Yep. Stevie.
Don't you wish you could wear a black turtleneck and jeans every single day of your life?
And look sexy?
Yeah.
Was he sexy?
I mean, sure.
I mean, ish, but I don't think anyone cared.
No.
I'm just feeling like you would appreciate that uniform in your life. I've seen you wear a black turtleneck and jeans. Seen you wear it. I've worn it. It's just like, maybe that's
where should we all go?
Maybe that's like a week of life should be like the same outfit.
I think his example was kind of like, hey,
like it.
As we exalt our minds, like look at the other planets with aliens. They always show up in the same uniform.
Yeah.
The uniform will be
true.
Black turtleneck and jeans.
We were all supposed to follow Steve Mild Jobs climate. The whole time.
Probably. Yeah.
You mean not the climate right now that's falling apart?
Right. We need a mild climate and that uniform. Okay, well, man, this has been so awesome.
I know. Isn't she the best?
She's the best. She's just awesome. You guys are. So inspiring. And just thank you so much for sharing so much with us and for being willing to be vulnerable and say all of the things and let us into your life. And we just love you so much.
We
love
do.
You guys. Proud of you. This is awesome.
You know, we forgot to talk about our beverages.
Bevies.
I feel like Allie needs a moment to just share her.
All of them or just one or two?
Listen. What have you been drinking lately?
She's right here in the bevy cult.
Yeah.
All right. Well, obviously, you know my, like, affinity for LaCroix. Slash now it's like a bubbly, buble, what the heck it's called. I don't know.
Do they make us say buble now?
You've just yes. given me, like, a Pellegrino alcohol-free wine spritzer, so now I clearly have to go get this.
You guys,
you feel like you're back in high school?
Like, anything bubbly always wins. But I would say, okay, my goat, obviously, I do a double shot of espresso every morning.
You make it?
I make it. Because I don't want to go to Starbucks every single day.
Why, because it's a fortune?
Yeah. And because my kids now, like, think that reduced-fat bacon, egg, and cheese is their breakfast every day, and that is not... I can make that, too.
That's esty.
Yeah. That's Aunt pretty Combs. Good. That item is pretty good, I will say.
I mean
it's satiating, like, it's you know?
I mean,
it's a perfect meal, but...
I maybe just walked around Target all by myself the other day with one of those in one hand, and it was kind of a perfect day.
Yeah, it was. But I get it. You don't want to do it every day, so you do a double shot of espresso in the morning, and then what else?
I would say my go-to Starbucks right now is an iced white tea with guava, no extra sweetener.
And that's so dang good.
And really, like, the day it happened for you was, like, the day it happened for me.
Yeah.
Where it just became
it
the
new...
It
was, like, we both found it, and we were both like, yes!
Well, what, remember you used to do the green tea with the peach and the coconut milk? So yes. It replaced that.
Yes, we'll have
and
to tell you about
better.
That drink, too. Yes, I think this one's better. There's something about that
we
guava.
We need a whole drink episode.
Yes, we do.
Okay, but then my go-to, like, every time I can lately has been this yerba mate
Ooh,
iced tea. I can't get enough.
Mate.
I can't stop. And it makes my stomach hurt, and I get jittery, and I feel like I'm on
So you hard, feel like you're going to die,
drugs.
But it's worth it.
Is it in a can?
Yeah.
You can get Where do we get this?
7-Eleven. The Enlightenment is my favorite.
Okay.
It's followed closely by the berry, whatever, bliss berry.
How do you something. Spell this? What is this?
Yerba.
Y-E-R-B-A.
Oh, mate. I've seen
M-A-T-E.
That.
Remember I told you about going. The Unimate? It's similar to the yerba mate we'll talk
That's
about.
That's what I was
yeah.
getting confused
well, and
about.
And then, like, in wherever it's from, I think it's Colombian or some kind
Miami.
Of...
Miami.
Yeah. Some kind of... No, it's not. It's not Cuba. It's not Colombia. Like Peruvian, I don't even know, but that's like the real yerba mate. You put in like the wooden mug, and then you have this
yep.
straw that sticks in it that has like
little
I don't even know what, so you don't get the leaves in your
yep.
like whatever. A filter
strains it as
straw
you suck.
Filter, yes,
yeah.
But you that's like the real yerba mate.
Yes.
This is like the you know cool millennial yerba mate.
Yes,
but it's good. It's bitter, which I love.
It's good.
You do love. A
I don't
bitter.
Love a sweetened anything.
Yeah,
I like a little bit more sweet.
That's fine. You can sweeten it up.
So the Unimate that I talked about in the smoothies episode, it is like this. So it has that bitter taste. I like to squeeze a lemon over it.
Ooh.
Like a lemon makes it just right for me because there's enough tart to kind of balance the bitter and then it's perfect for me.
See, my issue too is that I hate water. It makes me gaggy and I can't stomach water.
It makes me gaggy.
It makes me very gaggy. I just don't like it. So I have to put like oils or lemon
something.
Or ginger or cucumber or something in water. So we like I've been doing a lot of fun flavored waters too.
I love that.
But I, don't
I
know,
love
I just
flavored
love
waters
a big
too.
Venti cup of ice with some kind of drink that I can get down to like the watered enough down version where the ice just slowly melts.
That's
and
how
then
I
you
like it
keep
too.
The drink all day.
Water it down and keep it coming. Yep.
Have you heard how she orders these? She orders a separate ice.
Yeah.
And then another thing without ice.
Well, my double shot order started as tall ice Starbucks double shot, one pump of hazelnut, splash of soy milk, which now is coconut milk or almond milk, with a venti cup of ice. And then once we get enough coldness, watered downness going on, we pour the rest over the venti cup of ice, and we get a whole other drink that lasts in the hot car.
In the hot car. And then and the Starbucks.
Cold, and then is a whole other coffee.
So you only paid for a tall, but yeah, you got yourself a venti.
You got it.
And the guy that handed it to her also wants to poke her in the eye, slash her throat after she...
I'm good. That is a easy order. I've heard some crazy... Have you heard, like, Overheard LA? Have you ever...
Yes. Best ever.
There's been some hilarious Starbucks. And it's like, so ma'am, basically you're ordering air and you don't want anything? Correct. That yes. That'll be $0 and 0 cents. Thank you,
ma'am. Thank you. Keep the change.
See, so that was really nothing compared to those. Okay.
Okay, well, fine.
That's easy. That's easy.
You gotta kind of help them out. I know Starbucks is got a lot of options, but here's the thing. They're a big chain, and so... They don't tap into all of our needs.
Listen, also, they need to surrender to their higher power yes, and stop having such a big ego that they are the end-all, be-all and well, how to mix
also,
a good
it's like
drink.
We are, you know, if we are the witches that we say we are, then our brews from Starbucks are actually probably the most healthy.
Yes.
The least amount of sugar.
Yes.
You yelled at me for getting matcha because there's sugar in
yes,
the matcha.
Yes, don't get that like, matcha.
Put your own matcha in there.
Get your own matcha.
Hey, I like their matcha. It's kind of good. And I don't get extra sweetener.
I get it sometimes too, but I'm just saying it's terrible for you. Okay. That's all.
That's the thing is that I make the mistake of going somewhere else and then I realize how not good it
yeah,
is
Yeah, well,
me.
Pete's Coffee, guys. Pete's Coffee.
Pete's amazing.
It's Pete's amazing. Because
it's just the straight Republic
so
of
much.
Tea plain matcha.
Wait, but I use the Nespresso and now there's Pete's Pods. And Starbucks
oh.
Pods. So really? I've been spending more money on the pods at Target. Than the actual Starbucks at Target.
Like, there's something about doing it at drinks. Home that's kind of nice, too.
Well, you can't make a thieves coffee.
No. You haven't told them and add a drop of thieves yet?
I'll add my own drop of thieves. I added a drop of thieves this morning.
But don't you think there's something about drinking full. It out of the mug? I like
yes.
at home drinking it out of a mug.
As long as you have the right froth.
Yes, yes, you have to have the right froth. And this is the other thing. I like, I wake up in the morning, my house is quiet,
yeah.
I go put the kettle on,
yeah.
and we get brewing, and we get
it's
going, and it feels
reprieve.
So good.
Yeah.
It's like part of the practice.
Yeah, and we talked about frothing in episode 2.
I saw
you
that.
Missed that, you gotta froth.
And
frothing
I agree with you
key.
That
I have
that
not
is
stopped.
The best frother. I have the standalone one from Nespresso.
Yeah.
I don't have time to deal with it, because
yeah.
It's just another appliance
yes.
with a plug.
No, but really, we could talk about so many recipes. We have a lot to share with you.
Yeah,
we'll get Allie back on for sure. But we wanted to thank you again for coming. And we hope that you all go about your week and be well.
Be well.
Be well.
Okay, now we are going to move into our Well Looky Here segment, where we want to tell you about all the things that we are looking at that we think you should look at too. So Allie, tell us what you're looking at lately.
Okay, I'm obviously obsessed with, like, really great Instagram feeds, and I feel like Mark Groves, Create the Love, I don't know if you
Ooh,
follow
I know
him.
About that.
He is just amazing. He's a brilliant guy.
It's Mark Groves?
Uh-huh. Create the Love. Lacey, our friend Lacey, actually turned me on to him. And it's just these, you know, he does a lot of, like, online stuff where he's doing Insta stories and live Insta stuff and just his quotes, the things that he says about love and romance and life are just awesome. And then Loving What Is, Byron Katie.
Ugh.
I'm kind of deep into that practice right now, her worksheet in the four questions where you ask, you know, is that true? Is that really true? How does it make you feel? And
yes.
Who are you without that thought? Because
yes.
I think for me, you know, being defined by my thoughts has definitely been a constant in life, and moving away from that has been really freeing.
Yes.
And she just is this unbelievable, I say crazy in like the best way, because she just tapped into this way of life that like
yeah and she says things and you want to be like no
yeah
you want to like disagree with her
yeah or like but how do I
reaction
this,
but then
or how do
like,
I that how do I even have feelings if that's the
totally
case, right
but then once you the more you like take it in the more you're like wait, what if she's right?
Yeah, and why do I have to have that? Why do I even want that feeling?
Yes,
you know,
I love it. In fact, on episode 3, our Thought Downloads episode, we have her worksheet. The one that Allie's talking about is linked in the show notes because we are obsessed with that.
I'm
worksheet.
Just obsessed with her too, like as a human being. If you watch her talk and you watch her, oh my gosh, she's just like this personality that comes like it's otherworldly. You know?
Otherworldly. That is such a good way
yeah.
to say it. I agree. She's amazing. Okay, I love
those.
Should
I think about something? Like, does it have to be like what
else?
No,
anything. Like, it could be like
patchouli oil.
Yes,
love it.
Will you tell us that? Okay, so wait, you love
well,
patchouli
I love,
oil?
I love scents. I love coming up with like. I'm always gonna be a woodsy sandalwood patchouli type of girl. I don't think I'll ever really go towards like a floral moment.
Yes, you're more earthy and woodsy.
Yeah, but lately,
a little more masculine.
Yeah, I think so.
In a sense, I like that.
More,
I like the patchouli too a lot.
More earthy, for sure.
Tell us why you love patchouli oil, though.
I don't know. It just reminds me of like all the people that I loved. Like, I love hippies, so I feel like if I smell like one, I am one, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, I love that, obviously. I love oils, always. You know what I'm really into right now? Oh my
gosh.
This is going to blow your mind. So Justin, my boyfriend, is kind of like a weird, he's like a Renaissance man.
Yes.
You know, he can sew, he can hem your jeans if you need them hemmed and things like that. So he has this Life Hacks Pinterest board that is like next level.
The fact that
and
he has,
I know,
I'm dying. Okay,
and we've been putting Pinterest. Some of them into practice. So the other day at the farmer's market, we got leeks because I was going to make like a potato
leek
soup.
Yes,
he's like, don't use the bottom. He's like, cut off the bottom
Sandy.
And save the bottom. And I'm like, okay, why? You know, so just do it. So I have all these bottom of these leeks, and he's like, okay, so we put them all in a Tupperware,
okay,
and line them up. And I'm like, what's going on? And he's like, just wait. The next morning, we had leek sproutage. We went and planted them all in the garden and got a whole second coming of leeks without ever having to go to the market.
Shut up.
We just planted
the root.
You didn't
have to start from a seed.
And
they actually
grows up from the middle. I'll take a picture. Like, the bottom, you know, is less width because the large leek, you know, you plant and then the middle grows up a new leek. So it's a thinner leek.
Yes.
The tasted the same. It was the same. You know, same fragrant, amazing vegetable, but we grew it from itself. And I'm like, that is cool. So we've been doing that with leeks. We did it with garlic. And we got garlic shoots, but we didn't get a bulb. So we did something wrong. But we did get shoots that we could use in food, and that tasted delicious.
Oh my gosh, that's so amazing.
So learning to regrow veggies from veggies.
Yes. Well, thinking about taking something that you would have literally thrown in the trash.
I had a whole other leek.
Amazing. Okay, that wins them all. That's
okay, so
good.
Okay, so that's what we're
Does
really
Does he have
into
an open
right
board? Like, is
yeah,
this
Yeah, I'll try to find. I'll find it. Okay. I'll find it. Because he definitely, yeah, it's definitely something you can look at. It's pretty epic.
Okay, that's amazing. Okay, yeah. Perfect. Well, great. We felt like Allie had such amazing things to share with us that we're just going to leave you with those. And Cassandra and I will pick it up next time on our Well and Good Years. But thank you so much for joining us. Be well.